Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you have not been here, I know some of you are new here today, and if you have not been here in the last couple of weeks, I'm not doing a regular series like I have done for years. This is a little different. What I'm doing is I'm giving some of my class, my Grace Life class. We have Grace Life classes in the mornings before church. I don't know if you'd really call them Sunday school. They're for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, to build you up in grace, right? Amen. Build you up, strengthen you, give you sure footing, help you understand what the Word says, what God has for you, what grace really is. People have such a misunderstanding of grace a lot of times and what this is about. And it goes the spectrum from hyper grace, super grace, greasy grace to legal grace. I'm serious. Now, how do you know what's right? Amongst everything else that we're being pummeled with today, how do you know? And that's the point of this class. It's labeled as a series on our podcast, but this is a class. Now, I'm leaving room for interaction, okay? We don't normally do that. Normally, it's a monologue, right? Okay, this is two-way over this class. If you have questions or comments, raise your hands. I don't want a commentary, right? Okay, but if you have questions or comments, raise your hands. I'm going to continue. This is class number three, catchy title. Class number three on the kingdom of God, heresies, and doctrines of demons. It's actually the identification process that we need to be instructed in to go through to understand what's truth and what is not. This is a class, okay? So, Father, in Jesus' name, help us. Pierce us, Holy Spirit. Open our hearts. Open our minds. Open our understanding. Help us to receive and to understand how the kingdom of God and the doctrines of the kingdom contrast with heresies and doctrines of demons. And how do we identify these things? How do we know truth from error? How do we know, Lord? Will you help us to get it? In Jesus' name. Amen. As we know today, now, in the United States, and I'm going to be a little bit prophetic here as I get into this class, America is dying. Can I be real blunt?
Yeah, sure.
You all heard the series I did last summer, prepping you for these last days. We're in them. It's real. If it hasn't hit you yet, you're asleep. The reality of Jesus' return is very soon. What's happening in the world today, our country is a picture of it, because the turn of our country in the way that we are going, the proliferation, the bombardment of heresies and doctrines of demons, how do you know what's what, as compared with the truth of the Word of God, is continuing and will continue and will get more. It will increase. So that you do not fall into the traps, the snares that are set up to really hurt you or to destroy your life and those that are listening to the podcast, it is important that you understand how to identify the difference between the doctrines of the kingdom or the doctrines in the Word of God and heresies and doctrines of demons. Right?
Yes.
Okay, if you don't feel like this is important, then this class is not for you. But I'm telling you, it's life or death to some of you. There are many false prophets, as you know, in these last days. Now, this is in the secular world, Because the secular world does infect the church. The church doesn't anymore affect the outside world on the whole. You realize that?
Yes.
It's supposed to be the church affects the world. But the secular world is affecting the church in many ways. Not here. These false prophets are bringing mass confusion regarding the real truth. Wake up, church. Wake up. Most of the church, not you all, most of the church is still sleeping, which is unbelievable to me. We are on the cusp of a tremendous revival, awakening spiritually in this country that we have never seen. It's actually, this awakening has already started. It really has. And I'm telling you, I don't want to miss it. And I refuse to be asleep. I want it all. And I'm telling you also, on top of this, is prophetically, that the great falling away has also started. They're both going on right now. For those of you that are new here, I do have a tendency to get real. I really don't like fluff. I hope you don't either. Praise God. Tell me the truth, please, somebody. Just tell me the truth. Don't lie to me, you know. Don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me the truth. John 17:17, Jesus prayed for his disciples and he said, hear this. Father, sanctify them. He's speaking about all his disciples. From then until he returns, all of his disciples, sanctify them by your truth. By your truth. Not the culture's truth. Not the world's truth. Not the U.S. of America's truth. But by your truth. Your word is truth. When Jesus made this statement, this was an absolute. Absolute. There is no other truth. This is the truth. And when you compare everything else in our lives or everything else that false prophets or is being spread abroad, and let's just take our country that is being broadcast and promoted as truth or a truth. When you hold it up to the Word of God, when you compare it side by side, what wins? There's a whole lot of believers being deceived because they do not know how to identify the truth from error. A lot of people are crying out for the truth, and this is a part of this awakening now. They're crying out, please, I want the truth. What's happening in this world? And the truths that the world is preaching is leaving people empty, hopeless. Is this it? Wow. Is this it? And they're crying out for the truth. And we have the answer. What Teresa's doing, what Afoma's been doing, what some of us do, what all of us should be doing, is reaching and touching others with the reality of the truth of Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about pummeling somebody, but I'm talking about loving somebody, caring about somebody, reaching out to somebody, praying for somebody, offering to help somebody, asking the Lord for open doors, and to be able to identify in their lives and help them, listen to them. Tell me, help me understand what you're going through. Help me understand why you think this is true. Touching people that you don't necessarily agree with. That's not what this is about. God loves them. And we need to understand that we love them too. All of us. Okay? There are many believers who are being deceived and they will continue to follow that path. That's the great falling away. All right, that's a reality. If you want to be on this awakening and be a part of this awakening without being asleep. This is for the podcast. This is for us, but this is for the podcast. It is important at this point in time, I'm going to tell you, that we humble ourselves. I'm serious. Even though we understand grace, we've got a grip on this grace message. What God did and his ability and what's working right now for us and does work until our last breath. That we're healed and delivered and prospered. We have every blessing that God has given us. It isn't all for us self-centered wise. It's also for the mission of Jesus Christ to reach others for the kingdom. Because it's for them too. It is important that we humble ourselves before him. Cry out for the reality of his presence. Even though we know he's in us, never leaves us. But his tangible presence to move in this church, in our lives, amongst the people that we know, where we fellowship. It is important that we spend time. I give you a dare. You know, during my time off, some of you still don't know this, but I took time off because after 10 years of pastoring and very little time off and 50 to 70 hours a week, every week, after week, after week, after week, after week, after year, after year, mentally, emotionally, and physically, I was exhausted. And the stress continued, caused that I didn't process well, caused some physical issues in me. You heard my testimony, rewired. My mind and my heart have been rewired, but my body is still catching up, still recuperating. And during that time, I fasted from all news, Christian news, and of course, secular news, every facet. I didn't let Rosie speak to me about anything, nothing. And I spent time with him only. Changed my life. Changed my perspective. I would read the news or the media to keep up for what I needed to do as a pastor, not devour it, but read what I needed to read to catch up. I'm talking about good news sources. News sources that present mostly truth. It changed my perspective totally. I only read headlines once a week at this point. On the Epic news. And you know, that's it. Nothing has changed in weeks. Not a thing. It's the same negativity, the same accusations, the same disruptions, the same, it's the same, same, same. Now, I know that if I need to hear something, the Lord will get it to me. Period. But it changed the way I look at things, and kingdom-minded way more than country-minded. I love my country. America is dying. It is. We're not going back. We're in the death throes. That's a reality. Revival, awakening will make some changes, but they're not permanent. Sorry to say this, folks. If you're laboring under anything else, well, God bless you. What are we going to do in this time? Are we going to be kingdom-minded because we're citizens of the kingdom first? More than country? Or are we more country? USA. Again, I'm patriotic. I love my country. But I'm more kingdom-minded than I am United States. Because that's where I'm going to live forever. My heart, I double dog dare you to fast from the news for 1 month. All of it. I dare you. I dare you to do it. It will change you. It will change you. Diana? You have a question already? Wait. Let me get up to you. Can you what?
Can I dare you to fast from a TV? I haven't had a TV in my house in about 5 years.
Been fasting from television for 20 years.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yep.
Praise God. You don't miss it, do you?
No.
Thank you, sister. That was a good word. Praise God. Okay. So, if we want to be in on the awakening, we got to seek Him. Really. I mean, really. We got to humble ourselves. And when I say humble ourselves, I mean, we really got to say, look, Lord, I want you at the expense of everything in my life. I want your presence. I want your tangible presence. I want the supernatural. We have healings. We have supernatural here regularly. I want more. I want more. He's promised more.
Yes.
Then we have to go and do this. We've got to go for it. We have to go for it. From this moment on, what's it worth to you? That's the thing you have to decide. Okay. Class, now we're ready. I want to refresh from the last couple of weeks, okay? I need to tell you, share with you some of the doctrines of the kingdom. Here they are. God is love. God created everything that is created. The Trinity. Salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Resurrection of the dead. These are doctrines of the kingdom, okay? Forgiveness of sins through Jesus' sacrifice. Death, burial, and resurrection. A new identity from being born again in Jesus. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. With tongues, with power. Eternal life. The judgment seat of Christ, or the rewards, the bema seat for those who believe. And the final judgment, which is eternal, of all who reject Jesus, heaven, hell, and a lot more, are the doctrines of the kingdom. Now, let's hold up. This is what this is all by definition. Heresies. Any kind of belief or theory that goes against accepted, established beliefs, customs, and doctrines of the truth of the Word of God. That's what we're comparing with. And the kingdom doctrines. By definition, doctrines of demons. Doctrines or teaching. Everybody knows doctrines, teaching. Doctrines, beliefs, customs inspired by Satan, the demonic, to promote his own interest, his own self-serving interest, to divide and destroy. And I want to make this clear. If you're serving God, every when we give our lives to Him, to Jesus, to the Father, through Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit seals us, our spirit. We are, at that very moment, have begun in our life worship to God, our service to our God. Anybody that is not born again has a life that is in service to, even if they're atheist, in service to, in worship of Satan. There is no middle ground here. It does not exist. Either God, true God, or the one who presumes to be God, who's the God of this world for a time. One or the other. He promotes his own interest to divide and destroy and provide for himself his own, to worship him, serve him, and his interest. Now you can see this, okay, let's be real blatant. You can see this in the political realm. Do you understand? In the United States, political government, federal, state, in the reality. And we know how depraved and corrupt the government is, has been getting worse. People of the lowest moral character are leading and driving these changes, submitting to, given over to doctrines of demons. That's a reality. That gives you a picture, but it doesn't stop there. I mean, it's all over the place. That's why we need to be able to identify these things. God and the devil work through people. Whoever's willing. Okay? All right. Go on, refresh. This is what we have to have if we're going to be able to identify the doctrines of the kingdom versus heresies and doctrines of demons. We've got to desire and hunger for the truth. You have to. If you don't care, guess what? You get the grab bag. You understand what I mean by that? Whatever. You get whatever. Could be true, could not be true. I'm talking about people that are born again. That hopefully really do love Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Want Him. We must determine to grow beyond where we are now. Get off the milk. You know, I'm all for churches, and of course, as a pastor, I'm not for seeker churches.
Yeah, amen.
At all.
Amen.
You know why?
Amen.
They don't wean people off the milk. They're still breastfeeding, most of them, rather than going on to steak, the meat, on to maturity. This has got to be over. We have got to want to grow now. It is a must. We must learn to identify truth from error. Do you know how many believers do not know how? It's sad. It's incredibly sad. That's part of where the great falling away is happening. And lastly, know the validity of where you get your information. Wherever you're getting your information from, is it valid? Is it true? Has it been proved out? And disregard hearsay, because there's a pile of it out there. All right. Proverbs 23, verse 23 says, buy the truth. I mean, pay the money. Pay the cost. Put it out. Give it up. And do not sell it. Do not let it go. Don't sacrifice it. Don't release it. Don't let it go. Hold on tight. Also, wisdom, instruction, and understanding. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Be diligent. Be earnest. I mean, go for it. And don't let anything hold you back. To present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How do you do that? Well, you want to know how to know the doctrines of the kingdom and how to identify heresies and doctrines of demons, right? Okay. So, where do you get your information right now? Right now. Where do you get yours? Where do you get yours, Barbara? All of it. The only information you get is from God. The one you believe and trust. Okay, that qualifies it. What else? Come on. Speak it up. News sources. Anybody. Internet. Facebook. Yes?
The Victory Channel.
Okay. Where do you get your... Is this exclusive? Where do you get your information from? What's going on? Where do you get it? Pastor?
I use Truth and Liberty.
Truth and Liberty. Blake?
Sharing with your friends.
Pardon? Sharing with friends.
Epic Times.
Anybody else? Bob?
CBN News.
CBN. Anybody else? Nobody said mainstream media. At least nobody volunteered it. Now, I know some of you are watching it. Okay. All right. Okay. Cool. Listen, can we be real, please? Can we just be real? You all heard all my stuff all these last 10 years. Let's just be real. We are family, right?
Amen.
Nobody gets condemned. Nobody. Because there is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Get acquainted. I left it at this last week. Get acquainted and know the difference between these general terms: movements, organizations, progressivism, cults, religion, in contrast with the doctrines of the kingdom. Now, these apply again to secular and or religious groups. Now, when I say religious, I don't necessarily mean Christianity. Understand this. Because I want you, this is the beginning, we're going to jump in now. I'm going to give you the definitions. I gave you one last week. I'm going to read the list here. The definition, by definition, a movement is a series of organized activities working toward an objective to attain a particular purpose. Y'all heard that right? A series of organized activities working toward an objective to attain a particular purpose. An organization is a group of people having a particular purpose. Progressivism. Support of social reform. Progressivism is always culture driven. The next one, religion. A personal set of or institutional system of religious beliefs, attitudes, and practices, not necessarily Christian. Need me to read that again? Or you got it? Again? A personal set of or institutional system of religious beliefs, attitudes, and practices, not necessarily Christian. Finally, cult. What is a cult? How do you determine a cult? A particular group of people who have separated themselves and aligned themselves with a theory, a belief, a doctrine outside of established and verified doctrines of the kingdom of God or the word of God. Remember, Christianity is based on, the whole base is on the word and the doctrines of the kingdom. Not everything, anything else that's different from that is either a movement, an organization, progressivism, religion, or a cult. All right? This is the beginning of identification. How do you test the spirits? How do you test the spirits? How do you know truth from error? Anybody? How do you do it? Anybody got that? Would you hand her a microphone? I do want to get her on the mic. Do you mind? Okay. We don't give any last names anyway here.
Diana, measure it against the word of God.
Okay, the word of God. What else? Anthony.
Well, it says in the gospel when you're testing the spirits to ask them if they believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh.
Okay.
And if they reject that,
yep,
then they're not coming with the Holy Spirit.
Okay, that's one way. Now, understand that when 1 John, he says, in testing the spirits, or the difference between testing the spirits or what is truth and what is error, you're looking at not only the demonic spirit that won't confess that Jesus has come in the flesh, but you're looking at the spirit behind something or the attitude, the push behind it. You know, it could be a heresy Or it could be an inspired doctrine of demons. And or it could be just flat out demonic. These are the things that we need to be able to see and identify so we don't get deceived. Our main focus is always going to be the word and the doctrines of the kingdom. Always, okay? But there's a whole lot of things out there that are twisted with just enough to take you off. Jude.
The wisdom from above is always peaceable and pure and gentle.
Say it again.
The wisdom from above is always peaceable.
Wisdom from above is always peace, yes.
The wisdom of the devil causes strife and division.
Amen. Amen.
And pain.
Amen. Okay. I throw these questions out because I really want you to think. My whole purpose in this class is to get you to think. Don't just swallow. Think. Think about what you're eating and what you're feeding on. All right. Last week, I mentioned two examples. One was universalism, transgenderism. I'm going to use all secular examples today. And then the next class, next couple of classes, we're going to go into the religious arena and then the various sects, S-E-C-T-S, within Christianity. And we're going to talk about these things. We're going to dialogue about these things. If we can't dialogue in church, where can we dialogue? Really? Also spoke about theory of evolution, communism, socialism. All right, let's make it real easy. Universalism, transgenderism, communism, socialism, theory of evolution. Where do they fall? A movement? How many hands? Are they a movement? Yep. Yep. Are they an organization? Yes? No?
Yes.
Come on. We're identifying here. Are they progressivism?
Yes.
Okay. Are they religion? Ooh, could be. Are they a cult?
Yes.
Could be. They could be every one of these things in part, okay? Or in whole. Now, so that we're caught up. Universalism, comparing with the word, universalism, there is no hell. There's only heaven. Hell doesn't exist because God loves everybody. And regardless of whether you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're going to heaven. Now, most of the cults have this theology. This is a part of what they believe. Universalism is also a secular belief. Okay? So that's contrary to the word, right? Is that a heresy or a doctrine of demons? Does it make the validity of Jesus' cross, resurrection, cross, burial, and resurrection null and void? Does it void it out? Do you see any need for it? If everybody's saved? If everybody's going to heaven? Based on receiving him and what he did for us? And the grace of God? Or is it truth? Same thing. How about transgenderism? Secular? Doctrine. Being taught in the schools as doctrine. As real. True. Based on how you feel. It's not based on... What's the contrast with the word? God made them. Genesis. Male and female. Two genders. Which agree with science. It's biological. It's anatomical. You can't miss this. Okay, what about communism, socialism? Real quick. What's the root? Atheism. Let's use that. God doesn't exist. Man is the deity. Man sets this all up. Man is enlightened and does everything and is like the all in all. I mean, that's the basis of it. We have the answers. Really the elimination of God. How does that compare with in the beginning, God created everything? Okay. Don't need to go any farther. Theory of evolution only was ever a theory and is not proven yet. Creation, you know, creation continues to be proven out scientifically. Ask Pastor Jim about it. He teaches a class. It's phenomenal. All right. Last thing I ended up with, and the air sucked out of the room when I brought this up. You have to understand, all right? I am using extremes. I am using the kind of things that are so polarizing on purpose. You know, I might get some flack on emails and media and stuff. I don't care. I really don't care. You know, what I'm doing in this class could be considered hate speech, realistically. I am going to tell you the truth. You know, I said, okay, think about this. Movement, are they movement, organization, progressivism, a religion, or a cult? And I said, Black Lives Matter and the Ku Klux Klan. And you could feel the air suck out of the room. Why? Thank you, Diana. Why? Because, first of all, we're not allowed to talk about these things. Are we? We're not allowed to dialogue. We're not allowed to ask questions. We're not allowed to explore or test. We're not allowed to identify anything except what the culture says. Well, guess what? I got another thing for you. We're going to dialogue about these things. Okay. Black Lives Matter. Ku Klux Klan. Woo! Ends of the spectrum from each other. Okay, but are they? What are they? Are they a movement? An organization?
Yes, yes.
Progressivism?
Yes.
Religion?
Yes.
A cult?
Yes, definitely.
All or in part? Both. Both. Okay. How about reproductive rights or a woman's right to reproductive choice and pro-life? Extremes. How do they line up with the word? Both of them. How about ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, and the American Center for Law and Justice? Extremes. Lastly, for now, the Democratic and Republican parties. Are they a movement, an organization? And this is for all of them. Progressivism, religion, or a cult? Hello? Hello? Okay, what does this have to do with you and me? What does it have to do with you and me? All of them that I just named have doctrines. All of them. Every single one. Have doctrines, beliefs, and prophets. This is in the secular arena now, and don't tell me it hasn't infected the church. They all have doctrines, beliefs, and prophets. Prophets proclaim, right? They all have influence, every one, no matter how you look at it. They all have a truth that they present. How do their secular doctrines compare with the doctrines of the kingdom and the word of God? How do they?
They don't.
Okay. Because I don't want you to answer right now, because you might get yourself feeling bad. Have you researched everyone? Or have you made an opinionated guess on whether they're teaching heresies and doctrines of demons or compared with the Word of God? How do you know? Have you researched them? I have. That's my job. But it's more than that. Or have you bought the hearsay and the propaganda from the media? What have you done? How have you researched? Have you taken somebody else's word for it? What have you done? Okay, mature believers, you're off the milk. You're not breastfed anymore, right? Right? You're not adults in diapers. How do you know when the media is screaming something or there's something happening and something being proclaimed in this country, whether it's from the government or from an organization, a movement, progressivism, religion, or a cult? How do you know what's the truth? Have you researched it? Have you looked into it? I'm going to tell you, you have to be objective and a healthy dose of skepticism, all right? Go to the source. I'm going to give you this real quick, and we'll refresh on this next week because we're going to go on. Go to the source. Go to the source. Stop going to the middleman or the opinion section. Stop that. You verify what's true. You verify what's real. You verify what their doctrines and their beliefs and their prophets say. You look at the fruit of what they teach. Every one of them. You look at it. And then you make your opinion. You form your opinion. Does it line up with the Word of God? Or is it a heresy and doctrine of demons? These are secular organizations, movements, progressivism, religion, cults, secular. How do they line up and how do they contrast with the Word of God? Because I'm going to probably guess here that most of you, now we got a mixed church, which I love, because this is kingdom. But you know what? We can't have disunity among brothers and sisters. We can't bring heresies and doctrines of demons from what somebody or an organization or whatever they are, I don't care who they are, into the body that doesn't agree with the Word of God. Amen. Do you understand me?
Yes.
We can't do that. Do you know that the unity of the body in Ephesians chapter 4, 11, 12, 13, 14 is a doctrine of the kingdom? Unity, not division. Unity. Do you know that there's no separate places for different races and different denominations and different sects of people who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in heaven? Go to the source, go to the websites, go to the publications, go to those who have actually studied and have reference material and verified with the reference material what the doctrines, the teaching, what they prophesy, and what the fruit of that organization is. What's the fruit? Because the people are the fruit of whatever that doctrine and whatever that is being prophesied from that organization is. The people are the fruit of it. Does it line up when you compare it with the Word of God? What are their doctrines and beliefs? What are they? Can you write them down? When you look at them, how do they compare with the Word? What is the fruit they produce in people? Have you verified the truth in comparison with the Word before you form your opinion? We're really good at making judgments and forming our opinions before we know hardly anything because we don't research. We got the world at our fingertips. And we can find out anything about anything. We don't do it. We're listening to propaganda, most of us. Don't be brainwashed by false information anymore. Don't forget, I need to stop. We do not get to judge anybody's heart. Ever. ever. Only God. Will you stand with me? You still want me to keep going with these? Okay. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for today. Thanks, Lord, for what you're doing. I thank you, Jesus, for being our Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your love, your care, the unity of this body, this family, and more, for really revival, the awakening here, not only in our hearts, let it start there. But we are supposed to be a part of the awakening. We here. Lord, help us to buy in. We love you, and I thank you for helping us to get this. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, everybody.